Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is St. Patrick's Day. While it probably won't shock or surprise most people that know me that I'm not Irish, there is one day during the year that I undergo an ethnic transplant and enjoy all the perks and pleasures that come from the Emerald Isle. Yes, all you lads and lassies, I'm talking about St. Patrick's Day. There's a whole lot of folklore that surrounds St. Patrick's Day. Originally a Catholic holiday, St. Patrick's Day has kind of evolved into a more secular holiday that everybody enjoys. The shamrock is the symbol that St. Patrick is said to have used to represent the Holy Trinity, and his followers adapted the custom to wearing the shamrock on this feast day. We're going to celebrate the day with parades, wearing of the green, drinking and cooking with beer, especially Irish beer. The best known Irish brand of beer is Guinness. It's a stout beer. Stout beer is composed of barley and various types of malt. Don't be afraid to experiment when you're cooking with beer, and if you really love beer, try thinking outside the box. Try a loaf of beer bread or a brisket made with beer. Just have fun with it. The following recipe should help. Note that if you don't consume alcohol, the non-alcohol variety of beer will work just as well as the alcohol kind. We're going to make some beer batter chicken strips, and you can serve these with barbecue sauce or sweet and sour sauce. You need one egg, 3/4 cup of beer, 1 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, a little black pepper to taste, 3 chicken breasts that are boneless and skinless. You can also use chicken thighs if you prefer, and about 1.5 cups of oil. In a large bowl, combine the egg and the beer. Beat it to combine and then add the flour and the baking soda, salt, and pepper. Whisk it until it's smooth. Then cover it and let it stand for 25 to 30 minutes. In a skillet, heat the oil. Using tongs, hold the chicken strips and dip them in the batter. Allow the excess batter to drip off. Put them one by one into the hot oil. Cook for about 1 minute and then turn them. Continue until all of the strips are golden brown, about 4 to 5 minutes for each strip. Transfer the cooked strips to paper towels. Let them absorb the oil. Serve immediately with your barbecue sauce or sweet and sour dipping sauce. And now for a simple recipe for beer batter bread. You need 3 cups of flour, about 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 bottle, about 12 ounces of beer at room temperature, and about 1/4 cup melted butter. Preheat your oven to about 375. In a mixing bowl, combine the flour, baking powder, sugar, and salt. Add the beer all at once and mix as little as possible. The batter will be lumpy. You don't want to overmix. Pour the batter into a 9x5 greased loaf pan and then brush the top with the melted butter. Bake for 35 to 40 minutes or until you insert a toothpick or a skewer and it comes out clean. Turn out the loaf onto a rack and let it cool. It makes one loaf. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you miss the recipes, you can find them on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my column in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.